Diane Schober, the Executive Director of the Wyoming Office of Tourism, joining us live over the phone this morning. Good morning, Diane. How are you today?
I'm well. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, thank you so much for taking some time. And let's first just ask about what you do, Diane. How long have you been Executive Director of the Office of Tourism, and what are your day-to-day responsibilities there?
I have been in this job almost 17 years. It'll be 17 years in June. I still love it. It's challenging and rewarding every day. I oversee the overall strategy, philosophies, manage the team, manage the budget. I'm answerable to a board, to the governor of Wyoming, and ultimately to the Wyoming state legislature.
Well, Diane, in 17 years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes, especially with the rise of social media, with how tourism is handled and how you promote tourism and how you what kind of tourism you do. But I can't imagine you could have ever imagined anything like COVID-19 coming along. So how has that affected tourism in Wyoming?
It has brought, this virus has brought the travel industry to its knees globally. You know, we're just hurting everywhere. But I think for Wyoming, we're in a little bit better position, only because this would normally be a slow time of year. We're between any winter tourism activities, and summer has not begun for us. And so, you know, hopefully things start to settle down and cases start to decline, and we can, you know, we're monitoring safety factors every day and consumer sentiment. And so really the timing right now probably has less impact on it than it would, of course, if it were July or August that we were dealing with it.
Diane, as Wyoming looks at this, and we're going to hear from the governor later this morning on our show and talk about the current health orders, and it's possible and even likely that Wyoming will start to see a sense of normalcy long before some other states around the nation. So even though Wyoming may be getting back to normal, what kind of impact do you see? You know, for example, New York has got a long road ahead of them. How is that going to affect travel to Wyoming from other parts of the country and other parts of the world?
Well, we're actually going to shift some of our strategy. We had our national campaign launched in March, and it had only been on the market about 5 days, and we pressed pause on everything. The only thing that we didn't, the only thing we kept active was our paid search, because we wanted to make sure we were still tracking how people look and search for travel and what they're, you know, what kinds of things they're looking for. So we have a variety of scenarios as to timing, as to maybe when we could hit play again. It'll be very different. It won't be all at once. I've said, you know, this won't be like a light switch where you just turn it on and everything's okay. It's going to be much more gradual, like a sunrise. And we're narrowing in our focus on drive markets predominantly. The thing that makes that a little bit more difficult is, you know, the population, the entire population of the United States, less than 2% lives in contingent states to Wyoming. But, you know, we're also sensitive to the fact that consumer confidence is key. And right now, people are three times more likely to weigh in their concern and safety around COVID than they are on their finances or anything else as it relates to travel. So, you know, we're just making adjustments. And as we have more data and intelligence and information that comes to us through national panels and surveys and local work that we're doing, you know, we're ready to be nimble. And so what we hope is that we at least get to have some season. No season would be detrimental to our economy, which is already hurting so badly. And so we hope that we at least get to have some.
Diane Schober, Executive Director of the Wyoming Office of Tourism, joining us this morning. Final question for you, Diane. Of course, as you know, Western Wyoming, even those outside of Yellowstone and Teton County, really gain a big draw from Yellowstone National Park, Grand Teton National Park. How closely does your office work with the national parks on their reopening plans?
Very closely. Both of the superintendents were in close contact. And one thing I would just add, travelwyoming.com/industry. We have all the information about COVID response and tourism marketing, best practices, data, So if any of your listeners out there would like to know more, I encourage you to go to that website, please.
All right. That's Diane Schober, Executive Director of the Wyoming Office of Tourism. Diane, thanks so much for your time.